Debug Playwright faster. Know these 5 layers. Debugging Playwright tests becomes significantly easier once you understand how its execution layers work together. Instead of treating failures as random, this layered model helps you pinpoint exactly where and why things break. 1. The runner. This is where workers, retries, and timeouts are controlled. If tests fail inconsistently or behave differently in CI, the runner configuration is often the root cause. Parallel execution, retry logic, and timeout limits all live here. 2. The browser. This handles how the browser is launched, headless or headed mode, launch flags, and debugging connections. Many issues that appear only in CI stem from browser launch differences rather than test logic itself. 3. The context. Each context represents a fresh, isolated storage state. Cookies, local storage, and sessions are separated here. If login states bleed across tests or data behaves unpredictably, context isolation is usually the problem. 4. The page. This is where most test actions happen. Playwright's auto-weight and actionability checks ensure elements are visible, stable, and interactable before actions run. Failures at this layer usually indicate real UI timing or state issues. 5. Artifacts. These include trace files, screenshots, and videos. Artifacts are critical for debugging because they allow you to replay failures step by step, even after the test has finished. The key takeaway: Playwright failures are rarely random. By identifying which layer is responsible, runner, browser, context, page, or artifacts, you can debug faster, reduce flakiness, and fix the real problem instead of guessing. Would you like me to show you how to configure a trace viewer in your Playwright config to make layer 5, artifacts, even more powerful for your CI runs?